SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This bulletin, First Nations community leaders reiterate call to progress Indigenous rights during Reconciliation Week. Penny Wong denounces Peter Dutton's threats to leave International Criminal Court. And a weekend of upsets in the National Rugby League. Reconciliation events have been playing out all week across the country. In Sydney, the Kujai Kurrawarri has returned to Kuji Beach, marking its 15th anniversary. The annual event celebrates the history, ceremony and traditions of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Musicians and artists livened up the beach with performance and song. The national anthem was sung in the Dharawal language and children from local public schools joined First Nations dance groups to honour Indigenous culture. Community leaders told NITV the event also offers an opportunity to consider how Australia can progress reconciliation and Indigenous rights.
We need connection. We need respect. We need education. We need action and we need change. Now, more than ever, after that referendum, we need reconciliation.
After almost 2 years, the Northern Territory's longest-running inquest has wrapped up. In 2019, 19-year-old Walpirin man Kumanjayi Walker was shot and killed by former police constable Zachary Rolfe in an attempted arrest in Central Australia. His family has been present every day of the inquest and say the proceedings have taken a toll.
It's really stopped the ability to start our healing journey because we're hearing all these things and having to live with that without seeing any viable change. And so it's been extremely, extremely hard.
And after almost a decade after her death in custody, West Australian Police and the State Health Service have apologised to the family of Ms. Du. In August 2019, Ms. Du was being held in the South Headland Police Station for unpaid fines. Despite three visits to the hospital, the 22-year-old Yamaji woman died from pneumonia and septicemia caused by a broken rib. An inquest found police treated her inhumanely and her life could have been saved if she got proper medical treatment. A doctor at the Headland Health Clinic was also found guilty of unprofessional conduct. A confidential mediation process concluded in March and the two services issued this apology saying, "We are truly sorry for the circumstances of Ms. Du's death and recognize the significant impact her passing has had on her family and her community." Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says the government welcomes the ceasefire and hostage release proposal backed by US President Joe Biden. Speaking at a Senate estimates hearing, Penny Wong has reiterated the government's calls for the Israeli government to agree to an immediate ceasefire so that hostages can be returned and Palestinian civilians protected from further catastrophe. The deal, which the Netanyahu government says needs more work, has a three-phase plan including a truce, the release of both Israeli and Palestinian hostages, and the cessation of hostilities. Ms. Wong says that Peter Dutton's threat to pull out of the International Criminal Court was reckless and undermines attempt to promote a rules-based order.
We do nothing to help make it happen by recklessly threatening to pull out of the bodies that uphold international law. That kind of talk may seem tough to some, but it undermines Australia's core security interests. For example, we cannot insist that China abide by international legal decisions in the South China Sea, but threaten to pull out of the International Criminal Court. We do nothing to shape the kind of region Australia needs by picking fights, blowing up relationships, or beating the drums of war.
Millions of Australians will get a 3.75% wage increase, with the Fair Work Commission handing down its annual wage review decision. The pay rise will come into effect from the 1st of July, with anyone on the minimum or an award wage set to see an increase. The Fair Work Commission decided to increase award wages just below inflation, which was sitting at 4.1% at the end of the April quarter. Fair Work Commissioner Justice Adam Hatcher says the cost of living crisis was one of the Commission's key considerations.
Our decision today is to increase the national minimum wage and all modern award minimum wage rates by 3.75% effective from 1 July 2024. In determining this level of increase, a primary consideration has been the cost of living pressures that modern award-reliant employees, particularly those who are low-paid and live in low-income households, continue to experience.
Former Treasurer George Frydenberg is reportedly reconsidering his decision to sit out pre-selection for the seat of Kooyong in Melbourne. Mr. Frydenberg lost his seat to independent Monique Ryan at the last federal election, but the draft redistribution of electorates that would abolish an inner Melbourne seat could change the margins of surrounding seats, including Kooyong. The Liberal Party has selected 31-year-old Amelia Hammer to contest the seat. The former Treasurer and Ms. Hammer have not commented publicly about Mr. Frydenberg's possible comeback, but Social Services Minister Amanda Richworth has told Channel 9 it shows the Liberal Party is in disarray.
I think all this talk about Josh coming back somehow suggests that the Liberal Party is scratching around for a leader. I mean, they're obviously desperately trying to find someone else other than Peter Dutton. But look, if I was the candidate that had been working there, I'd feel pretty annoyed that, you know, Josh Frydenberg, because it looks a bit better maybe, and maybe he's more likely to get elected, would come and try and overturn a pre-selection. And it's certainly not going to help with the Liberal Party getting more women into Parliament.
Chinese Defence Minister Don Jung says anyone who dares to separate Taiwan from China will end up in self-destruction. Speaking at the Shangri-La conference in Singapore, Don Jung says Taiwan is a matter of China's internal affairs and requires no external interference. Beijing signaled in the address that it was ready to use force to prevent Taiwan's independence in a move national security expert Professor Rory Metcalf says is a new level of intimidation. Mr. Dong Yun says Taiwan's secession and attempted secession are absurd and arrogant.
By using salami tactics, some external meddling forces are constantly fudging and hollowing out the One China principle, concocting Taiwan-related bills, insisting on arms sales to Taiwan, and illegally conducting official exchanges. In essence, they are emboldening Taiwan's secession attempts and plotting to use Taiwan to contain China. These sinister intentions are leading Taiwan into danger.
Back home, the Fair Work Commission has found that journalist Antoinette Latouf was sacked by the ABC when she was taken off the air midway through a five-day presenting stint on ABC Radio Sydney. She had lodged a claim for unlawful dismissal, saying the ABC told her that she had breached their social media policy for posting a Human Rights Watch announcement related to Israel's war in Gaza on her personal Instagram account. Her dismissal followed what the Sydney Morning Herald reported as a high-level and coordinated letter-writing campaign from pro-Israel lobbyists pleading for Ms. Latouf's firing to the heads of the ABC. The ABC had claimed they didn't fire her because she was paid for the full 5 days of work. The Fair Work Commission's finding now opens the door for an unlawful termination case, which has already been filed in the federal court. And the New South Wales government says construction of the second stage of Parramatta's long-awaited light rail project is set to get underway. Following a $2 billion budget investment in the project, stage one of the railway, which connects Westmead to Carlingford via the Parramatta CBD, is on track to service commuters in the coming months. And to sport, in rugby league, it was a weekend of upsets, with a win in all five games for the lower-ranked teams. Players were missing from most teams due to state of origin, with the first men's game kicking off on Wednesday evening at Sydney Olympic Park. North Queensland beat the Sydney Roosters by 2 points in the last game of the round, with the Sydney side's captain James Tedesco absent as a late call-up to the Blues camp. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, mostly cloudy, 29, Perth, a shower 220, Adelaide becoming cloudy, 17, Melbourne, cloudy, 14, Hobart, rain, 15, Albury-Wodonga, light rain, 12 degrees, Canberra, partly cloudy, 13, Wollongong, mostly sunny, 17, Sydney, sunny day, 19 degrees, Newcastle, mostly sunny, 19, Brisbane, sunny, 21, Townsville, same forecast, 26, Cairns, mostly sunny, 27, Alice Springs, cloudy and a top of 18, Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32, and the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day and a top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.